All right, hello and welcome to another episode of the Give Us a Spell podcast. Recording pretty late on a Thursday evening, the 18th. We're going to be talking all things, I guess, Kembla Grange this weekend. Obviously, there's a bit of the Queensland Carnival heating up. There's also Group 1 in Perth, so we're going to be covering a bunch of that. Probably no Melbourne this weekend. Not much going on. Not really a fan. So we'll talk. We'll give Kembla a good preview. We'll talk some Queensland racing. We'll talk some Perth. And then we'll hopefully just land a couple of winners. So obviously, Spring Carnival, which everyone loves, is sort of wrapped up, to be fair. But obviously, everything still pays the same. You're going to still get paid in the same dollars, and there's still winners to be found. So fingers crossed. If you are new, obviously, we do a lot of sporting podcasts. Currently, we're doing a lot of racing. You can follow us everywhere. You can follow us, Give Us a Spell Pod, Instagram. That's probably our normal go-to. Bit of Twitter as well. I've got two boys joining me, the usuals, Tom and Kohai. Tom, welcome you in first, mate. How was your little succulent dinner tonight, mate?
Yeah, good, mate. Just a little trip down to the RSL tonight, which was lovely.
Romantic.
Payday was yesterday, so we can go out, yeah. No. So I'm starting to get in the habit of not taking my wallet anywhere. And, of course, you need your card to get out of the ATM or at least a Westpac to get cardless withdrawal. But probably saved me. So I was
You wait till Pokies have, like, pay pass or something.
Oh, mate, that's dangerous.
Speaking of pubs, Coe, you're at one right now?
You better believe it. I mean, when aren't? I'm really at a pub, I guess. That's
after work.
Probably a better question.
True.
Just hydrating, boys.
Good week, boys. So obviously, you know, you've seen me twice, or you've probably seen me once, actually. I popped into the office for the first time in a couple of months. Good to see that I don't have a desk anymore.
Yeah, mate, I had to kick you off my one when I got there this morning. But, no, it's good to see you. I think you and me growing the hair out a bit long.
yeah, it's very long.
Money on haircuts. Kelly was doing it for a while, and then he shed his skin. But yeah,
you can grow your facial hair very quick, Kelly.
Well, it's already kind of coming back, and I'm just like, do I just shave it now, or I'm in two minds really.
When we think of some fighting as well, just before, Tim Zhu had a fight last night against that Jap bloke. So to be honest, I don't know much about him, Kelly. You might, but Tommy, did you watch it, or either of you watch it?
I was meant to go, but I didn't in the end. I just got stuck at work, but managed to get home and see it. I thought he was so tough, the Japanese bloke. Tim said he heard him squealing in the ring. He was smashing him, and but Tim just didn't get carried away. Just kept doing his thing. Didn't try to knock him out because he knew he probably wouldn't go down. He was a bit like Homer against Shredder, Tatum,
so
and the Simpsons. Just copping so many punches, but he was tough, and his face afterwards, it looked like he copped a pounding. Some of those body shots were just making me squeal as well.
I'm pretty sure the bookies would have made an absolute stack. Every bookie had their promos. I know Tab had a decent price for Tim to win in the first five rounds, and the fact he went the distance, pretty solid. Other sort of news, we'll talk some racing news. Jamie Carr, obviously, she put out a little statement. She said, you know, as you're probably aware, Supreme Court determined my appeal. I'm obviously very happy with the outcome. It's time to move forward and blah, blah, blah. She's coming back. She won't talk anymore. But what do you reckon? Stoked to see her back at the races?
Yeah, the decision's been made. So, yeah, we'll see her back. I don't know what the go was with it all. I think the other guys have started to appeal theirs as well. But she served her time, and I reckon she'll come back just as strong.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah. Look, who knows? It feels like she's been out for ages, to be honest. She did miss, obviously, spring. But I was asking you boys today, when was the last time Bossy rode a winner? Mate, he's been in a pretty dry spell. He hasn't rode a winner, Glenn Boss, since August 7. I think, what horse did you look it up, Coe? It was like a bit of a nothing.
It was in the midway, and I can't even remember the name of the horse because it was in the midway.
Yeah.
It was one of Gwenda Markle's horses, and yeah, he only had the one winner in the meeting. And I'm not going to search through every meeting, but if that's to be true, I mean, that's a long time between drinks, especially for someone like Bossy.
Bloody huge. Dave is not coming to Australia either?
Yeah, that's correct, man.
Spewing about that.
So, can't go for the three-peat in the QE. It's a bit of a shame, but, I mean, from all accounts, Haggis usually will be wrapping up the tail end of their summer carnival, well, probably about a month ago now. And this is about the time that they think about travelling a horse anywhere else in the world. And obviously it's not tip top, so they just put the pen through and just went, not coming over. It's got a hock infection, which doesn't sound very serious, but it obviously needs to be tip top to be coming or travelling full stop. So they've just went, nah, not coming this year. It's a shame that we can't, you know, go for the three. The hat trick of wins in one of the biggest races in Australia, but oh, I mean, it's for the longevity of things. So obviously wants to probably contest a bigger summer in the UK come next year and yeah. This and the other. So all for it. I mean, it's doesn't really have much more to prove in that essence. So
nah, I think,
yeah, I mean, it's a shame.
I think we're just lucky to have seen it the last two, but yeah, hopefully gets better. Tommy, did you hear Moody carry on about WA, Peter Moody?
Mate, there was a few stories. We heard Steve O'Keefe for the Sydney Sixers say as well that he'd rather just have the bye than trying to go over there, quarantine for 2 weeks, come back and whatever. He doesn't like Perth. He'd rather stay home. Moody didn't miss Mark McGowan either, just smashing him as well. Like, I think a few horses wanted to go over there for the three group ones and won't be able to do it. And they might even move this last Ashes test as well to Tassie if they can't figure out the quarantine. Because I even heard that what they want to do in the cricket, they're like, if they do play over there, they've still got to quarantine for like half the time. If the ball goes in the crowd, they need a new ball and it needs to be sanitised.
Oh, it's a shit fight, isn't it?
All this shit, especially with a cricket ball, would be so fucked. So, I don't know. Perth is still trying to become its own country or whatever over there. But we've got some group ones, and yeah, it'll be interesting to see on Saturday.
Wouldn't you be pissed, boys? Though, like, I totally understand where Moody's coming from, to a certain degree. I mean, he'd love to limelight himself a little bit by, you know, getting himself in headlines, but. Like, he's accepted and put his nomination fees to Group 1 in the West, and WA's just pretty much gone, nah, stuff you. Like, I mean, you can't even transfer your horses.
Yeah,
so,
they don't give a fuck, do they?
No, like, I totally understand what he's coming from, because, I mean, nominations start from, you know, months ago. The preparation itself starts months ago, and all this turmoil comes into play, and this politics just ruins or overshadows the sport, and you're just going, don't you want the best in the West? Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, well, Moody's got plenty, so that's not a problem. But you're right, it's on the principle. Like, some of these owners are paying money to nominate and all that. You think they should be able to organise something to get a refund. But you're right, Kelly, you want the best. These are the group ones for a reason. You want the best against the best. But Perth run by their own rules at the moment. Those two guys that went to the grand final over there, going to prisons, like, show that they're
crazy,
serious about their fucking shit over there.
What did you make of Lost and Running on the weekend? I think it was pretty impressive. I think a lot of people said it was a pretty good bet despite the draw, but bloody impressive with Huey obviously stuck with the last couple of rides. And mate, you were at the races, Tommy.
Yeah, there was just there were a lot of confidence. John O'Shea, confident all week. A few people said it was a good chance. The only other really big go was for the international. And I think Top Rank didn't.
It was a bit of an unknown.
Didn't disappoint either. I think it ran a massive race, and it is a general mile horse as well. So you think when it comes back in autumn, it'll definitely run pretty well and be amongst our good horses. So you got to give credit to Lost and Running. He was the best horse. And even John O'Shea said, like, maybe he just had a few extra runs because he just let him get too big this time in the paddock and needed a couple of warm-up runs. And
yeah,
he sort of maybe peaking a week after the Everest instead of, like, when he was trying to get him going for the Everest and still running fourth there.
The fourth was a massive run.
It's huge, and look at the form from the Everest. I know we're about to talk as well about It being the highest rating race. Like, it's rated higher than the Caulfield Cup, Cox Plate, Melbourne Cup, and that was some serious races this year. And look at all the form. Nature Strip destroyed a weak field. The Classic Legend forms held up as well. Like, all seemingly everything out of the Everest has just come out and gone really well. I mean, Wild Ruler went to it after winning a Group 1 and was still lengths off him.
Yeah. It's true. What did you make of it, Coy? Anything else? Anything to add?
I think it was just a decent masterclass of training. I think it was very Chris Waller-esque of O'Shea just going, you know what? Like, I mean, the season just keeps going nowadays, so why not stick him into a $1 million feature, which was the Hunter last weekend? And I know it drew 17 and it was the absolute car park, but at the end of the day, it was just the proven form going into that race, and you can't overshadow it. Like, it's gone strength to strength, and, you know, Everest into a Classique into a Hunter, I mean, that's probably going to be a natural progression coming over the next coming years. Like, it's you've literally got a $15 million race into a $2 million race into a $1 million race. So where does it stop? Like, I mean, it's unbelievable. It's great hype.
Yeah, never-ending coin, eh?
Crowd got around it as well. I mean, there was some massive scenes up there. For only 4,000 people, they made themselves pretty well known. On it was a shit day. It was so windy and just, like, miserable. But the crowd were out there. They were having a great time. I saw one guy take his shirt off and try to fight six security guys at once as he's getting dragged out. Just lovely Newcastle sights. And the crowd around Dylan Gibbons, local boy,
yeah,
in his first stakes race up there. He was so happy. He was so happy to win. And Chris Lee's after giving him a hug. I managed to speak to Chris on the Friday, and he just has massive raps on this kid. He just lives and breathes racing. And he said he's still only young and he probably hold him back another 6 months before he can come to town. But for having two Metro meetings and already winning a group race and you're still 6 months off going to town is pretty special. And I reckon we might be seeing a lot of him in the years to come.
Yeah, it was a good win, especially a festival dancer. Obviously no good in the Beaufort. Your horse Torrens, Tommy, you've stuck with, obviously, fucking went around at five somehow. But Jenny Duggan does it again on fucking Torrens.
Yeah, I was kicking myself. I didn't take the 15s all in. I spoke to Coey last week and I was going to take it. And I thought, we thought we were going to get a wet track all week and it just dried out and set up leaderish for Torrens just with that wind. It just, no one could catch it. And it's just running so well. I just had to keep following that train. So, yeah, I could have had a bit more on, but I was still so happy, and Jenny was loving it. Her two kids were there to see her win, and she's absolutely loving this horse for Laurie Park at the moment, so it was great sights.
Yeah, you can't take her off that horse. She is absolutely flying. Obviously, million-dollar race there. There's a million-dollar race this weekend at Kembla called the Tab Gong. Tommy will be there. I'm 50-50. I'm hoping I won't, but maybe I'll make the two-hour drive to Wollongong.
Get an Uber, mate.
True.
You could afford it.
Yeah, I can at the moment until it runs out. Let's have a look at Kembla. Race one's obviously got a couple of horses we've already talked about before. Suppression is going around. Suppression won, I think, last week, 2 weeks ago. Run the first, I think, too. J-Mac and Waller, what a surprise. Shibboleth is going around, which is absolutely cost me a fortune, beating Jazzland last start. That hurt. Solar Apex is there at 850. Five Kingdom is a horse that Paul Joyce talked me into backing last start, and I got a good price, and it lost to that Hunt horse at like hundreds or something, I think, or whatever it was. That's $21 into $8.50, no deductions, so that's been backed. Tampering obviously won last week. Lady Loves the Gamble, they're all there as well. But Tommy, this is rather open, I think.
Yeah, pretty open, mate. A couple of things I'll quickly say. Tampering was so good. I think all three of us maybe have tipped it last week, but It did really well. You're right, Five Kingdom coming out of that country race, ran really solid. It was on Lady Love to Gamble last start, and it proved pretty well. Suppression, strung a couple together. Shibley done pretty well. And I'm a big fan of Solar Apex, who has sort of gone off the board the last couple of runs. I'm going to go with Tampering. I think from that wide gate, we'll come across and hopefully get the lead pretty easily. Lady Love to Gamble might be up there, but I think Tampering might get it pretty easily, trained at the track, and might just be able to run a bit of a race. I'm definitely with Tampering backing up. It's backed up really well. Kerry Parker said on form line tonight. He was going to go for a spell, but he's pulled up so good. So have a crack at a race like this. The one that worries me massively is Suppression. Again, we've talked about it like last prep. It was running in Group 1 company, and it's come back a couple of seconds, couple of wins. McDonald Waller, you're taking that tax a bit, but yeah, I still think 340 is not a bad price for it. So they're the two. I wouldn't shock me if Shibley or Five Kingdom or even Lady Loves to Gamble. I think you put out a stat today, Zach, saying Bjorn absolutely flying at Kembla as well, and look out for him to win a couple of races.
Yeah, so Bjorn's actually got the best stats at Kembla for the last 12 months, which is pretty good when you're ahead of, you know, the other stables like Snowden's and Waller and Waterhouse Bot and stuff, so he's flying. Coey, are you with Tampering?
I genuinely do think that Tampering will cross from the wide out, and it'll probably control the speed. Looking at the map, it just appears that would be the case. Saying that, three horses that I've kind of earmarked. Tampering's form's obvious, but Shibley steps out to 2,000 after winning over 1,800. So it's probably got a chance. Tommy Berry sticks, but gets a 2.5 kilo penalty. A little bit of a query there. Suppression, I was on at last start. J-Mac jumps on. Steps down in distance, which is a little bit weird. But at the same time, I think it is more suited for the 2,000 metres. And the little bit of the query is because Tampering crosses and then there's a whole heap of just midfield kind of runners. So I'm not sure where it sits in the race, but I have no doubt that J-Mac steering's a real big positive in this. So it'll probably be kind of two back, one out, that kind of scenario. That's kind of what I'm picturing. And then just a little roughie that I want to spec would be the guru.
Yeah.
Handles 2,000 metres, Brock Ryan's, yeah, local enough. Brock Ryan sticks and claims to rock bottom weight and has run at Kembla, and I think that's a big tick as well, running at Kembla. A lot of horses just wig out a little bit when they go to Kembla. I have no idea why, but they do, and just that the fact that it's run there is a big positive. But saying that, Suppression to win, probably the guru for a little bit of an each way.
I like it. All right, Suppression, Guru, Tampering. Got to respect the money for Five Kingdom too. 21 into 850. Race number two, the Highway. So Sizzling Cat is our fave at 420 on a little bit of a drift. Kermatten is there for Keith Dryden. Shelby 66 is going around again. J-Mac rides for Danny Williams. So Say You at sevens. A little bit of money for Point Counterpoint. Jenny Duggan's on there claiming two. I know that Joycey likes Lord DeCinimo. So I'm a little bit of a drift, but he said he likes the price. He thinks it's overs. And good money for Lucky Banner, that Rod Northern runner with Robbie Dolan. Tommy, you know Highways are good fun?
Yeah, always pretty good fun, mate. I'm sort of tossing up between a couple here. Sizzling Cat I do like. Twyla Schiller I think is going to have a massive day, which we'll get to a bit later. Kermatten, Call It Aboard. Keithy Dryden's always got to be counted for. The two I like, though, I think if there's a lot of rain, I think Shelby 66 is the bet. If we're on a big, heavy track, and especially how choppy Kembla can get, I think we're getting a lot of rain on the day. So if it's come early and we're on a bit of a slot by then, I think I want to be with Shelby 66. But if we're sort of still in the soft range, I think a horse like So Say You with Brock Ryan claiming the two. I do like both of Terry's horses, Lord DeSantamo and So Say You. I just think it's had a couple of runs at Kembla. And as Coey said earlier, like it's definitely a track you need a couple of runs on. The gate's a bit of a worry, but I think Brock Ryan knows the track pretty well. He can go pretty well. And he's placed twice here in Highways, I think, So Say You. So it's one for me as well, between Shelby 66 and So Say You, depending on how the track goes.
Coey, I reckon you've got a piece of So Say You?
I've got a piece of Terry Robinson. So Say You, drawn the car park, but comes off a good win in the same company. So you can't disregard, and, you know, just the fact of Terry Robinson, local enough, he just knows how to place his horse in Highway, so can't disagree with that. Sizzling Cat comes off the same Highway as So Say You, drawn better and might be more prominent in the speed. that's only a little bit of a guess. Speed map's a little bit all over the shop for this one, being a highway, over the mile anyway. Lord DeSantimo, drawn one, Tommy Berry sticks and steps back to 1600. I think that's more of a suitable distance for it. Tommy rides, Terry's trainer, locally trained. I think that's tick, tick, tick. And just a little one to spec would be Mr. Aloysius, but I mean, that's only due to the speed map. I think it clearly leads with TC booked. That's just how I see it. The mile suits and could sit and sprint, so he could probably genuinely control the speed and then just shoot for home. Saying that, Sizzling Cat, as Tommy mentioned, with the claim, 3 kilo claim in this is huge. And I'll have it to win, but Lord DeSantimo each way.
Going with Joycey. All right, race number three is a fantastic benchmark, 78 over 1,000. Dragonstone, Tyler Schiller, Tommy was just talking about him, claiming 3 for Newnham. It's already been back 390 into 280. Satin Ribbons is there for the Snowdens at 370. Remlap's Gem. One of the guys actually has written to us about Remlap's Gem. I think he's in ownership. Scotty Singleton, Miss J Fox at 13s. Proud Mayor, not faint-hearted. They're all there at pretty big odds, but this Dragonstone for Newnham's been backed pretty hard. Tommy, it's come off a little pretty decent trial, I think.
Yeah, I got to talk about the top three. I think it's – I was probably going to make a case of Proud Mayor, but no jockey is a bit of a concern, so I don't think it's going to run there. So top three in the market are where I'm looking. Dragonstone trialed enormously. Weight of money, I think Tyler Schiller on as well for Newnham. It's going to be really hard to beat it, and Remlap's Gem coming back in grade. And I thought Remlap's Gem was really good, so I'm really tossing up. I'm probably going to go Remlap's just at the bit more value on Dragonstone. But if they keep backing it, there must be something with this Dragonstone because, yeah, as I said, trialed so well. Sutton Remittance has been great last two starts though, so it's definitely a horse on the rise. Tommy Berry on as well. Really, really wary of. But I'm going to, out of the three, I don't think there's too much between them. I'll go Remlap's Gem for Scotty Singleton and Billy Cray Cyrus.
I think, okay, you go, Coey. You go first.
To start off with, over this 1,000 metres, speed's drawn right across the track, as you probably imagine. And Remlap's Gem only knows one way. It will hold the fence and lead, probably. Seven Ribbons, slightly race, filly for the Snowdens. Tommy Berry sticks and will cross probably from barrier five. And I'm guessing it'll just be, you know, neck and neck with Remlap's. I guess Dragonstone's the real interesting runner, so to speak. It's a smart type. Newnham's got it. It's raced against some really, really handy types over its two-year-old career. So, you know, your War Eternals, Sky Command, Baby Wongs, this and the other. So the trial's really nice. Tyler Schiller claims rock bottom weights. The only other runner to note, if any, Tudor Music, ran wide against Seven Ribbons. So I think it's over the price. But saying that, Dragonstone, lightweight, and it'll probably be a back market. It'll probably settle towards the back end. But with all that early toe, I think it'll have the last say and swoop on them. So, yeah, Dragonstone to win.
I think I'm with Dragonstone. You don't think Proud Mayor is going to go around, Tom?
I'm just worried about no jockey. That's probably the only thing. But I'm a big fan of Nick Olive. Had three at the Dog on the Tucker Box Day at the Snake Gully Club. So he's training pretty well at the moment. Wherever he does go, I'd be wary.
Okay. All right. That is, what did you say for Billy Ray Cyrus? What's his name? Billy Ray?
Yeah, they call him Billy Cray Cyrus.
Billy Cray Cyrus. Is he the Old Town Road guy? Didn't he do that song?
Old Town? Miley's dad.
Yeah, Billy Ray. All right, race number four we move on to, and we got Rammstein. Good band. Might try and get a bit of music for that going. Rammstein, 550, 420, J-Mac, riding for Gerald Ryan and Sterling. Black Duke, been backed as well into five. El Buena, $6, Rangers. We've got Classy Rebel and, fuck, this Adelaide's light's been bashed for Carrie Bortelli, 23 into 10. Checking deductions. Yep, there's a 25% deduction to mind. Who are you with, Tom?
Mate, I don't mind. Darlan, trainer at Dubbo Way, has got this classy rebel coming to town. Tyler Schiller again, claiming the three. You're going through, there's a couple of good horses here. I don't mind Rangers. A better gate would have been a bit better. Ramstein, Black Duke. I thought Black Duke was pretty good first up winning. If he can continue that form, he might be hard, but maybe just a little specking on Rangers, $7 as well, if Berry can get him in a good spot first up. Maybe he might need to run, but I'm still just a bit concerned on what track we're going to get with a few of these runners. So
just putting some Ramstein on. At the moment. Do you want to? You can do it over Ramstein, Coey.
Oh, I'm sure I can, but
Coey can do it over whatever.
In terms of speed, boys, I genuinely think that speed battle between four, Classy Rebel, Canasta, Ramstein, and Akeed probably lead. Black Duke is probably where I'm heading at. I think that just the fact that it's drawn really low, I'm hoping that it just sticks on, jumps clean and holds leaders back and just swoops on them kind of through. It'll have to get a little bit lucky, I'm guessing, but if they can find a way out of the initial leaders, I just imagine Robbie Dolan will win. But saying that, Ramstein, obviously J-Max booked, comes out of the same race as Black Duke, so that's interesting. Nick Tock will probably get stuck in the speed battle, so that just makes it a little bit tricky, but it comes out of a decent benchmark 78 as well. But yeah, I'm all over Black Duke on this one.
I'll have to have a little bit on Rangers too, I think. Tommy and the Snowdens. We go to race number 5. And look, Selborose, I've heard a lot of people making their best, but I think there's a couple of odds here. So Selborose, obviously, J-Mac, Waller, favourites, 420 into 390. Incredulous Dream, which Tommy Berry is riding for Kieran Maher, is 10 into 7. We got Sleek, Nikki's Fling. I heard a bit of chat about Enlighten Me. I don't know a lot about it, but it's been backed. That's Brad Gray had a little bit of a push for it today when I spoke to him. He said it's already 34 into 19. Assume the prick got 34s. Tommy, do you know much about any of these? Anything? Any reason Enlighten Me or Brad would be liking that? It's coming off an ordinary trial and not much going on. So don't know.
Good first up form too. Jay and Gerald and Sterling have a good rep together as well. So this horse does go well fresh and goes well soft. So, maybe that might be the key. I think Selborose has been really good this prep. I think it all but won against a really tough Catalan last start. 60 kilos is a little bit of a worry, but I think if it puts in the same performance, I think it just about wins this race. There's a lot of questions on a few of the other runners as well. Kieran Maher bringing this one up with Barry aboard. Selq, Karen McAvoy. It didn't disappoint too much first up, and I think it'll be close. Tinker McPhee scratch from last week, and just a lot of
it's
other
been
horses
back that
first
too.
Up here.
That's nice. 17s into 9.
I think I'm just going to go with a fitter horse, Zach. It was a really tough performance. I got to stick with the favourite here.
Coe, are you going with the favourite? Everyone else seems to be. Selborose.
The draw really makes it tricky for me. I think the speed dictates that Oplay's Diana, Queen Bellissimo, and Selborose will probably fight it out. Selborose probably, from the wide draw, probably has to push on and use a little bit of extra speed. And that worries me a little bit. I'd imagine it'll be outside leader. If not, it'll work overtime and find the lead. Something that I want to be on, if the track is dry anyway, if the track is dry, I want to be on Exotic Ruby. Jenny Duggan with a 2 kilo claim coming out of barrier 4. If the surface stays dry, I mean, has extra, like really good form over it. It's never won or it's never run on Kembla, but I mean, I'm willing to gamble that just for the good draw. Jenny Duggan with a claim, so the lighter horse.
Bjorn's got a good track record at Kembla.
Of course, that adds to it. So I'm happy to just stick with a little bit of price. I think this race is really wide open. I think just the fact that Tig McPhee comes out of a Group One back in New Zealand, Queen Bellissimo last start was in, you know, nothing special. Enlightened Me, actually, the Key Factors boys actually tipped it as well.
Did they? Yeah.
But I just want to stick with what I know. And Exotic Ruby, although it hasn't won in a long, long time, I think you can find a decent price for it over the 1,200.
All right, we head to race number six. This is the Midway. Easy Campeasy going round at 550. Trevest, $6. Divine Breath, Brock Ryan claiming two for Teresa at 650. You've got the Crimson Idol, Jenny Duggan claiming two for Engelbrecht. That's on the drift, though. Barry Breeze on the drift. Trust the Process is there. Bluff and Bluster. Looking for anything that's been backed. Not overly. Maybe a little bit of money for Kobe Star, which is the other one that Brad has backed at 41s, and it's now 26. So I wish he'd sent it to me before he bets. Tyler Schiller, Tommy, you said he's been going to have a pretty good day. He's claiming three aboard the favourite.
Yeah, I think that claim helps Easy Campeasy out a fair bit. I think he's going to run a big race. I love Berry on for Hickman. They've got a great relationship. That's another horse going to run well. Robert and Luke Price with Kobe Star, obviously a horse on the track trained, was very disappointing. But I'm with that form. I'm going to go Divine Breath, though. Terrible, terrible draw for it. But I just think there's a bit of class this horse. It can make up a bit of ground, and it might force it to maybe find a bit of a spot back and really get wound up. I think there's a bit of speed in this race. Hopefully, Kelly can probably touch on the speed a bit more. But although I guess Easy Campese and Nicky Shea and a couple of those other savvy legend go forward as well. I just think its run was massive. It was huge in the in the Four Pillars, and I think that form we've seen with Tampering and a couple other horses come out, run really good races. So Divine, and it was one of the runs of the race for sure. So I'm going to stay with Divine Breath and Teresa on this track. I think Kelly's already tipped one of hers. I like another one of hers later that I've harped on about before, but I think she could be in for a big day too, and Brock claiming two as well helps.
Kelly, Crimson Idol might take it up as well, I think.
Well, that's what I'm kind of thinking, but this speed map's really all over the shop. No real definitive leader in my eyes. It could be draw dependent. A couple of the wider routes, I think, might try and attempt to cross, but with no confidence at all. So literally, this is really wide open when it comes out of when the red light goes off and the barriers break open. So saying that, Easy Campeasy attempts to cross from where he is. 3 kilo claim, like Tommy mentioned, Tyler Schiller. He's probably going to have quite a fat day, actually. 1,400 metres is preferred distance, so that suits. Couple to note, I guess, is Bluff and Bluster. That Goulburn Cup form, I think it's not bad with the Arcados and your Almahahas and whatnot. And Bluff and Bluster just got shadowed out, lost by pretty much a nose, half a head, whatever it worked out to be. Crimson Idol's a really interesting one, another Jenny Duggan one, 2 kilo claim. So it's going to be carrying 53.5, and it's drawn really well, and it's rock hard fit because it's been running for a while. So saying all that, it's a real tricky race, but I'm going to say Easy Campeasy to win, but Crimson Idol for a little bit of an each way.
All right. I'm going to have a little bit on Kobe Star just in case. First leg of the quarter is the Warra. Great name, obviously, Illawarra. $300,000 race over 1,000 metres. Malkovich has obviously been smashed. J-Mac and Bjorn. Barrier 1, 280, already 190. 11-11 is there. Tyler Schiller claiming 3 for Hickman. It's 90 to 750. Might even be a good place. I think I would rather take the place, 11-11. I love 11-11 than over that. Asorian, $12. We're going out to double figures. Space Boy, Kathy O'Hara aboard, we go out to bigger odds and the rest. But Tommy, are you all over Malkovich? Do you like a bit of 11-11?
Well, I've been a fan of Malkovich in the past, and sort of let me down this prep a bit. It's such a hard speed map. It's going to be really interesting. If we get a couple of early leaders get up, they could just go gung-ho here. I mean, you've got Space Boy knows one way, Marway, Kylie, Malkovich. Even behind them, Lashes normally is a bit more forward. Our Bellagio's taken it up before. 11-11's never too far off. It's going to be really interesting to see what happens in this race, because they've got a 1,000-metre race and there's a lot of speed here. I think something like Mossman Gorge could run a bit of a race if he gets the right spot, but he might be left flat with all this speed here. One I think is right up to it coming out of group grade and running really well last start is Isaurian. I think if he can get a spot with all this speed coming and be close to the mark, I think it's right in this. 11-11 worries me too, but I'm going with Huey on Isaurian. I've just been burned by Malkovich too many times, and I think I know from Barry 1 it's going to get it quite easy from there, but there's just so many different things to play out, and I really like Isaurian.
All right, I think Malkovich was pretty good in Melbourne, coming up the Group 2 and the Listed. Obviously came second in both, but Coey, are you with the fave? Can you see it losing?
I'm with the mindset of 11-11 like you, Tanners. $1.90 is unders for
to take two, Malkovich. Yeah. 280, yeah, right? I wish I'd got a bit of that.
I mean, 280 I would have happily taken, but $1.90 now, looking at it, you just go, well, I can't. I have to assume that it drifts, but who the hell knows? Speed across, right across the track. Like, this is 1,000 metres. It's open handicap. They will fly. I'll make a case for 11-11. 1,000 metre specialist. Loves the track. 3 for 3. Tyler claims 3 kilos, so it'll be back to a 56. And has listed in group form and drawn 5. So that's what I got to look at it. And it's, you know, it's not $1.90. So that's a big tick. Malkovich, I can understand why the favoritism's in place. It's drawn 1, likely to hold the fence. J-Mac booked. Second up forms 3 starts, 2 wins, 1 second. Like, it's strong. An interesting runner, I guess, is Kyle Leese. With Remlap's Gem nommed for an earlier race, which I think it's going to take, but I'm actually not overly confident.
Yeah, it's not in this race. It's already been scratched.
Oh, sorry, it is scratched. Sorry, yeah. So it's gone. If that's the case, Kyle Leese will probably lead outside leader, it being a leader as well. So it might get an easier run. And the fact that, you know, they're going to send it from Queensland makes me question, oh, you know, like, it could be low flying. Came off a nice win last start, this and the other. But overall, $1.90 for Malkovich's unders. I would just want to be on 11-11 for the, like, the price, the value, yeah, whatever you want to call it.
Sweet. All right, the Tab Gong. Not a bad race. Count to Rupee. Look, it's favourite. It's drifted. I think it gets in a lot of trouble from where it starts, but who knows what will happen. Brock Ryan, Luke Price, Robert and Luke Price, 290 are out to 360. A Tissue is the one that's been backed. So, obviously, Kieran McAvoy and Waller at open 12s. It's already 650. And I know it's on top for quite a few people that I've spoken to. I Am Superman, Tommy Berry and Snowden's. It's not going to want it wet, so I know they are expecting a little bit of rain, so we'll see what happens there. I heard there was a little chat about it getting scratched if there's rain, but who knows. Arameo ran really well. It's on a little bit of a drift. J-Max aboard for Waller. Rich Hips is there. Nudge, Criaderis. I hope maybe be flying late, but no jockey yet, so not sure there. Quackerjack, Soldier of Love, Exaboom. There's some pretty good horses there. Even Academus is there. Obviously, it's not going as good as last year, and it won the race last year somehow, but Tommy, I don't think I can take Counter Rupee. What are you with?
Mate, I don't think Academus was fine last year. I sort of think this was a bit of a surprise when it won last year at 40s as well. So if you like a bit of track knowledge, it was trained at the track for many years, and you like it, I wouldn't be talking you out of it. But there's a couple I like a bit more closer. I think it might be right with I Am Superman, and if there is a lot of rain scheduled for the day, then I think it will get scratched. And I think with Criaderis, they might actually wait and see if there are scratchings or emergency jockeys come off. And you could see Berry ride at Criaderis, which would interest me a lot. I don't think Counter Rupee's out of it, but you are gambling a lot at 360. It's a wide gate. it's got a lot of work to do. Prentice aboard in a big race. But I think this has sort of been the target for a while. Maybe not the target, but it's only its fourth run where a thing like a Tissue's come across and has done so much this prep. I think this is a bit of an afterthought. And I'd much rather be on Counter Rupee than a Tissue at the moment. In saying that, there's a lot behind it. I think Arameo's been running really well in some group and listed company, and its ninth is a lot better than it looks in a really stacked race last start. So in saying all that, I'm probably with Arameo at $8. McDonald Waller combination we love, and it's just it's come second to Zaki. It's been a couple of lengths off Zaki last start, running seconds and thirds in Group One. So I think he could run a massive race. I think I like Rich Hips. I would like it more if this was 1400, though. Nudge could bring them all late. I could talk about a few more, but I think I'm with Arameo.
Coey, are you with the favourite?
I am with the Tissue.
Oh, you're with second favourite. All right, good.
Saying that, yeah, it's wide open. Like, genuinely, you look at the speed map, you got Quackerjack, Blue Soldier, they're probably your two leaders. That's how probably it will pan out. It's just how genuinely slow or up speed they were going to be from the start. I am Superman, you guys are probably bang on. If there is that late storm that hits Kembla, and if it is definitive that it's going to hit, they probably will scratch it because it just doesn't go anywhere in the wet. So, but saying that, if it is dry, I mean, it's got every right to be in that race, drawn low and could be positive from the gate. And
well, you love your speed maps, Coach. So this is something I think. If I am Superman, if it runs or whatever, it gets the absolute peach spot because you probably think Arcademus will fly up, Quackerjack will be up there. Blue Soldier or whatever, but then I think I Am Superman might just tuck in, right, and just be in a prime spot. Ideally, it's not fucking pissing down and not running, but...
I picture it being leaders back.
Yeah, like, that's what I mean.
Just
yeah.
how I see it, yeah. So it'll probably get the gun ride and the best position to be in this mile, but if it's scratched, that opens it up big time, I guess, and... You know, you look at something like Tommy's spot on Arameo, like Epsom form. Like, it's Group 1 form over the mile with J-Mac on board. Like, it's got a little bit of a sticky draw, but at the same time, you got J-Mac and the confidence of Chris Waller to follow you through. Like, even if you back it at the $8 right now and a couple of the others come out because of the rain, which I don't think they will, but the deductions won't be huge. It won't be big enough to be substantial. So... I'm guessing that if you were to be a fan of Arameo right now, back it right now, because I'd imagine it will come in on race day. It'll probably come closer to favouritism, you know, like it'll probably start at $6. But saying that, one that I don't want to lay, but I just want to lay because Counter Rupee's under the odds. I think 350, it's so hard to take and stepping up an extra 100 metres. I mean, I know Golden Eagle form's strong. Like, it's really, really strong. That's a real class act kind of race. And
it's been up for a bit.
The fact that it's been up, and it's a really, really fit horse. But I have real question marks over the 1,600 metres, especially the way it ran last start. It had the peach of a ride. Probably should have won.
Got a stitch.
Luckily, it didn't. And it would have been a fairy tale for connections. And who knows? It might have been the grand final if it won because... You know, $7.5 million race. Of course, you've got to probably
it's pull only up had stumps. Three runs this prep, guys.
Yeah, it's had three.
Mate, it hasn't been up that long. It's only had three runs.
But, you know, like, I don't know if you'd back it up into a gong if it won, Tommy, is kind of what I'm saying. You'd probably preserve it for longevity into next season if it won seven and a half, like a bigger portion of the $7.5 million, should I say?
No, I don't agree with that. I think. It's a natural progression for a horse like this as well. They've been really careful with their runs and they would have circled the gong, like especially home track as well. I do get what you're saying, the step up to 1600 and the gate, they're big concerns, but I don't think that's I don't think that's the thing at all. I'm much more worried about a tissue who's had those, who's coming over from New Zealand, his first prep, had all these runs and has run in an eagle, and then this is an afterthought. I think this is much more of an afterthought for a tissue than Kantu Rupee, because you look at something like Jamaya, they only had like three or four runs to Robert and Luke Price, and they're really targeted with their horses. They're only lightly raced them in their preps, and I think four runs is just that sweet spot. You're not overworking it. You're spreading out. You're doing all your work, and I think I'm not concerned about the. I think the horse will be fit for sure. Whether it can run 16, and
it'll be rock hard fit.
That's the big question mark.
It'll be a rock hard fit horse. There's no denying that. But saying that is just like, do you really like if it won $7.5 million, or you know, like the first prize of it, which is you know $3.5 million or whatever it is? I don't think they'd be running in the gong after drawing 17. I just don't. I genuinely don't.
Mate, it'd be like saying that to Chris Lees or something, he's got a horse that's won a massive race and his hometown races in 2 weeks. I still think he does, because it's a massive show off to the track and to his friends and family, and it might have even had a better chance at home.
The thing is, it's not his hometown track though. That's the problem, isn't it? Like he's based more further south, isn't he? I think I want to say Nowra, but I'm not 100% sure now. But at the same time, like Jemai is a different horse as well, Tommy. It's a 3-year-old.
Trained Kembla Grange.
So there's confirmation. But I still genuinely think
this horse has only had 14 starts for a 4-year-old. Like it's still lightly raced. Look, we could argue till the cows come home.
Stop. Regardless. I'm just saying that I just don't think that the barrier suits in the 1600 is not applicable. I just think that it's too far for it. I think that it might, once it's had the break that it's well deserved, that's when it might step up into a miler or even further. I just don't think that this preparation suits it for it. And the 350, are you going to take the 350? Clearly, you stated Aramayo, so I guess that's not the case. And I think a lot of people would agree that 350s is unders, and that's kind of more or less where I'm heading at. And Quackerjack, for example, is it's probably more a genuine miler. So it's drawn well enough. I think the dry surface it needs, could it win? I mean, I'm not actually sure. It could potentially show up on the day, but we haven't seen the best of Quackerjack in a long time. So what All right. it comes down to is... I think a tissue wins because of the strong form lines. I think it is an afterthought slightly because it wanted to win the Golden Eagle and the Epsom and the everything else. But this is, it's a rock hard kind of fit horse. And I think it will just, Aramayo and a tissue probably for mine.
All right. We got there. Be good to see. Race 9 is over the mile, benchmark 88. Lakeen's been backed. It's already into a 420 favourite for J-Mac and Cummings. King's Air coming out of the barrier 4. Jay Collett, $8 into 6. We got Wheelhouse going around at 6.50. Old mate Steely didn't get a run in the gong, so it's going around in this race. So this is a benchmark 88. Kerwin's Lane is going around as well. Zushak and our mate Suave. And there's been a few bets for Brutality as well. That's 18s. Tom. Thoughts?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Brutality, and I think it can maybe do something, whether it's today off the backup. Like, I think you'll run a race, and I can see why there's been a bit of money for it. I don't mind a horse like Zushak, Tyler Schiller winning his first one in town, last start on him, and Joe Pride's kept him on when he could have probably gone a few others, and claiming that 3 as well is going to help. I think it gets a soft lead, and if we talk about a leader's bias, if there is one, I don't think it's going to have too much pressure in him from the front, but I think he can run a bit of a race. Wheelhouse, I really want to back Wheelhouse, and if he won last start, I probably would have said that it was a tough win, but he just finds a way to get beaten. And Steely is the opposite. Steely is one that finds the line. He's starting to find the line. Starting to get to the winning post within the top couple every start. So I think he's a good, honest horse, and he's one to be worried. But I really like Zushak with the claiming, and as we said, Schiller could be in for a big day.
Coe, are you giving any love to Steely?
little bit of love. I mean, it comes back to Goulburn Cup form. And he was so close to winning that. He was unbelievably close. Al Mahaha, more experienced horse, found the line that slightly little bit better and went back to back. So I do have a little bit of love for Steely, saying that Wheelhouse, unlucky. I mean, I don't know what to do with that horse. So I've just put a pen straight through him. Lakeen is the favorite, is he? I actually don't know.
Favorite.
Good win on Cup Day. And if it all comes down to what the track does this late into the kind of the day and if the rain hits and this and the other, but good win on Cup Day. It's drawn the car park, but J-Mac booked is positive. Suave, the stable mate, made an excellent ground against Zushak the other day. So drawn well, looks to figure. King's Air, once again, now that it's there's a scratching in the race, so it gets actually in. Way down in the weights and could get a really cushy run from a low enough draw. So I'm kind of leaning that way with the weights, with little to no confidence, but King's Air to win.
King's Air. All right, we go to the last. Benchmark 78, we got Blesk on top. Tommy Berry, 480, already into 350. We got Dynamic Impact, which has been backed as well into 370. Oxford Tycoon, Above and Beyond's there. Monegal, I know Tommy's been on that in the past. That's Brock Ryan claiming two, being backed as well, 21 into 13. Tom, there's been a fair bit of fair few horses here that's been backed, eh?
Yeah, I think with King's Air deciding to go to the other race, might have had a little bit of decision. But at the same time, there's just a couple of ones. Really hard to figure out. Who knows what Above and Beyond we're going to get. Oxford Tycoon, very Rocks or Diamonds as well. If we see the best of it, it'll be hard to beat. Blesk. Couple of top runs, last couple of start, Dynamic Impact winning first up. I gotta stick with Monaco. I think back to 1400 is key. Won a race, I think it was this very race last year, the last on the card at Kembla. The wet track doesn't bother it at all. So if we're on a big choppy track all day, I don't think it minds. It can win on good, it can win on soft, and I think Brock on as well on this track. It's I think it's going to be around the money as well. So definitely an each way bet on Monaco is the bet for me in this race. But best Oxford Tycoon turns up, I think he can win this race.
All right, I think I'm in Dynamic Impact's camp. Who are you with, Coey?
I'm in that camp as well, Tunners. But I've written in big block letters Monaco for the numbers for the quaddy. So yeah, I definitely agree with Tommy there. Just stick it in your numbers. You just don't know what Monocle shows up, but if it shows up, definitely put them in your numbers for the multiples, and it'll boost your quaddy big time, I reckon. Saying that, yeah, Oxford Tycoon, 3 kilo claim and advantage, Zagallo, Bowman booked, any condition suits, so, you know, decent. First up records are also good as well. Dynamic Impact is where I want to be at. Comes out of the same grade and a decent rise in weight, but J-Mac booked, which is big tick. Steps out in distance, which helps. Blesk, interesting runner. Comes out of the Zushak form as last race, like the previous race. Wasn't really unlucky. It was just, I don't know, whether you want to argue it was too far back, I don't think that was the case. That's just how it runs. So just couldn't catch Zushak in the soft lead. So I just want to be on Dynamic Impact, to be honest. It's an interesting last race of the card and
that's right.
The quaddy.
All right, that is Kembla. We go to two of the races from the sunny coast. So they've got some pretty good races. Obviously, their carnival starting. There's a bit of Perth action happening as well. But let's look at race 7. This is the Swiss Ace Plate, and we see Zoo Style going around. Another Golan runner for Ryan Maloney aboard. So on a stack of races, I think it's something like 7 or 8 from 11. 350 already into 290, but Garibaldi for Tony Golan as well has been $11 into 440 with no deductions. That's been smashed. Shooting for Gold is one of my faves. Boris Thornton's aboard for Steve O'Day. That's 7 into 5s. You've got The Move as well for Golan. What a surprise. He's got 3 of the top 4. And then you go out to some bigger odds. Kylie, don't know what's going on there. Boomtown Lass on the drift. Totally Charmed. Needorp, they're all there. Tommy, how much have you seen of this? This is pretty interesting. This, you know, he's got 2 at the top. Tony Golan, and one's just been absolutely smashed.
Yeah, we've definitely been waiting to see Zoo Style. I'm probably going to wait and see how he comes back. But even one like Nidok for Golan, like with the four runners there, he could easily run top three. I might even just spec one of his the move. I love Steph Thornton. She won at the last start, last prep. And you're getting 550 for a horse that's strung a few wins together. But you could see Garibaldi running massively, shooting for gold, Colise. There's a lot here. I'm just going to go with the move at the better price because I want to see a couple of other ones return. But it's a really nice race.
Kelly, I know you like your Queensland form. Who are you with?
I am with Zoo Style just for the fact that the trainer's so confident about it. I know he's got four nommed in the race and everything else. He reckons Garibaldi's really, really performing well and expects it to go well. But he said in the wait for age kind of set weights environment, he just expects Zoo Style is just so well placed and he doesn't see really two ways about it. He just reckons that, you know, that it's had such a long stint off. And I think we all remember when it was down in Sydney last start, when it was leading by 15, maybe coming into the last 200 meters. And then it ended up, you know, getting injured. And I think it bled as well, to be absolutely honest. And everyone's hearts were shattered.
Yeah.
Because I think it was in the quaddie. But regardless of that, it's returned really tip top. And the training camp couldn't be happier. That otherwise, they wouldn't have nommed it or accepted. So I'm with the favorite. But yeah, it's starting to heat up and this is just the start of it. Like O'Day and Hoisted have three runners and Golan has four. They cover majority of the field and shooting for gold. I mean, for namesake, we'll be having a couple of slaps at it, I reckon.
Yeah, I think it's got a pretty good chance shooting for gold. That's $5. But yeah, I like these Queensland carnivals. I like some of these horses coming back. And Golan honestly just takes a piss with how many he's got. But we go Mooloolaba Cup. I grabbed a couple of tips off some people today and literally everyone had Ligulate on top. So it's $3. It's Cody Morgan, Andrew Mallion. Look, it's a good horse. It's had a win at Eagle Farm last start. We got Wapiti. Taylor Marshall was on board, 650. We got Tokariki Lad. That goes all right, too. Steph Thornton's on there for Golan. We got Prometheus. We got So You Win, Humboldt Current, Matawi, Faistos. You know, these are all the horses we remember when we're not in Spring Carnival, I guess. But either of you not with Ligulate, Tommy? Who are you with?
Sure,
mate, Humboldt. Big fan of Kent. Well, I'll start by saying I'm a big fan of Cody Morgan, and I'd love to see this horse do pretty well. Aunt and Uncle got a share at Humboldt. I'd love to see it go well, but it's probably going to need a couple of runs to be really there. And if it's a bit raining, it doesn't suit it anyway. I like Wapiti. I think it's a winner at the track, and it's placed here before as well. And you're getting a better price, and I don't think he was too far. Well, he definitely didn't disappoint last start and winning at Toowoomba before as well. I'd love to see Jack Duncan winning this race as well. He collapsed with a heart attack a couple of months ago now at Doomben. And to win a race like this, I think it'd be massive. And I think he's got a good horse here that can do it. Ligulate, it's strung a really couple of good races together as well. But a big weight worries me. And not winning on this Sunshine Coast track as well. It should be fairly even and it should run pretty well, but I'm just going to take a gamble on Wapiti, I think.
Coey, Ligulate?
Yeah, I'm on the Ligulate camp, to be absolutely honest. But Wapiti's a great bet because that Toowoomba Cup win it had was good. It was really, really good. I think Ligulate just needs a really rangy, big track to just wind up in. And if you watch the last win it had most recently, it was just absolutely coasting. This horse is rock hard fit. Andrew Mallion stays on and he literally was just coasting on it up until the 200 meter mark and then he'd let go and then won by just standing up on it by 1.5 lengths or give or take. And yeah, I just think that it's the fittest horse. It's traveling really well and I think they've finally found out that this is more of a mile kind of horse. We've seen it run over its kind of course of its life, that, you know, 1200 to the 1400, and it's been a bit of a hit and miss, but that mile is where it's really found its kind of really, really strong form. And the last start win was just what it needed. And I think it's got all the confidence. The camp's confidence is high. It will be traveling up there, and I would think that it will win.
All right, like the confidence. All right, that's the two from Sunny Coast, and we have a group one from Perth. So we head over to the west. I believe it's race 8. Yep, it is. And the favourite, it's pretty short. We got $1.70 for Western Empire. Obviously, Grant Allen Williams, William Pike is aboard. It's drawn barrier 3. It did open $2. It's already into $1.70. Won its last start, that group 3, a couple weeks back in August. Oh, sorry, in October. That's $1.70. I guess you got a little bit of okay, I don't know what other else we got. What do we got? Kiss on All Four Cheeks. I guess that's under $10. But that's the only one that's not there. And you got Notorious One at $14. We got Massimo, with people who probably know that one pretty well. Massimo, Valor Roads on the Drift, Dance Music's there. It's all about Western Empire. Coe, I know you love your WA form. You take this one first.
Put it this way, I can understand the favouritism. It won the Derby over there quite comfortably. It won the Asian Bow really comfortably. The form leading up to this railway is really, really strong. And the fact that it's Grunden and Alana Williams taking it up again, with Willie Pike on board, Bob Peters in the ownership. They're going for a four-peat right now. Sorry, five-peat. Five-peat? Four-peat. They're going four in a row, and then it'll be the fourth in 6 years. So they know the race really well. It's hard to overlook, but the price is just like, oh, $1.70, like you said. Like, how do we look anywhere else? I mean, Kiss on All Four Cheeks, good horse. I genuinely think it's got a chance. It's so hard to steer away from $1.70 pop. And it's just, oh, I don't know what to really say. Like, I mean, you look at the other horses and they're all kind of coming out of the same form lines. But, yeah, it's the favourite probably wins, but if I were to steer you into a bet, it's probably going to be that Quinella of Western Empire into Kiss on All Four Cheeks. That's literally the bet type for me. So I can't really talk you out of the favourite.
Tom, can you do anything outside the favourite? I can't.
No, I don't think so, mate. I think maybe looking at Kelly's approach, maybe something like Captain Chaos, Lucy Warwick, or even a horse like Too Close to the Sun. Its second up form is really good. It's won four times second up and place another time. I think it's a horse that can be around the money. It's with these big group ones as well. It always shows up. Smoke and Joe has a party on as well. I'd be playing maybe Too Close to the Sun each way, but looking at the card, Pike's riding the favourite in the quaddy. So I think it was this day a couple of years ago where he did ride the quaddy. I think I had $100 on each of his runners and $100 on a systems multi of all of his rides in the quaddy, and absolutely had a fat day after doing my bum earlier.
Did you get the quaddy 100 times?
Yeah, I got everything, and it paid pretty well. So I'd say maybe play a couple of things with Pike and maybe put It's a Ray Day in the Guineas as well. But I think he could have a big day over there. They wait to these group one days to unleash the stars. And I think they've got a big star in Western Empire to showcase to Australia on Saturday.
All right. Well, that is WA. So we've done all Kembla, a couple at Queensland, one at Dingo. We're going to do a multi. All right, multi. I've gone two wins to place. 11-11 is going to place in race number 7, I reckon. And I think a tissue will place in the gong. They're 230 and 240. We're going to go Dynamic Impact to win the last at Kembla, $3.70. And I am chucking in Pike Western Empire in their feature in Perth. I know it's $1.70, but gives a little bit of extra juice. So place, win, gets you 35 of the best. Coe, yours.
I'm very similar to you, Tunners. I've got 11-11 at tissue to place.
Mm-hmm.
And then opposed to going to Western Empire for the win, the W, I've gone for their runner. No, I'm going for the same run of their runner in the Guineas, which is Treasured Star at 270. So that'll give us
$13.
$14.90 will give us.
Okay. Treasured Star, which is in the race before, which is race number 7. All right, Thomas.
Righto, let's start it. Kembla, Divine Breath, I think 240 runner place is a great price. Going to Ballarat, we've got a couple of things. Ballarat. I'm going to have Only Words, $2.60 in the cup to place. $2.60 for Only Words in the Ballarat Cup to place. And the race before it, I reckon we had a big win on Alcajon. Alcajon. $3 to win. I think that's a good bet. And then let's go Pikey in the last. He is on God Has Chosen in the very last race in Perth. I think $1.60 for it to place is massive. $3.20 to win. Let's just go the place of the multi because that gets us about $30. But if you those three thrill seekers change it to a win, you get $60.
In the same race, there is also for Grant and Alana Williams. There's Billy Ray Thomas at 13s. If you want to have that, Billy Ray.
Mate,
Cyrus.
I'm on Billy Cray.
Sorry, mate.
I'm on Billy Cray instead.
You've had enough of Billy.
And just for those that are playing,
you go, Cully.
I was just going to say that for those playing at home, I mean, obviously the railways this week, but in a fortnight from Saturday, the Kingston Town will also be on, and Western Empire, $4, Treasured Star, $5, Kiss on All Four Cheeks, $9, Regal Power, the rest. So, you know, plan ahead.
As soon as the race finishes, jump on as quick as you can.
Yeah, correct.
Beat the bookies. Beat the traders.
Yeah, I love some futures. They call me. They call out to me all the time. I will say as well, Gosford, race 4, one of the farm's horses having its first run. Rita May, 2 good trials. Collett said, good horse, bit green, first day out, could run a bit of a race, so maybe have a bet each way market to come out tomorrow. But yeah, Rita May, Reece Jones on.
Beautiful. All right. Well, fingers crossed. There's plenty happening. Obviously, Randwick, Remington, all that is off, but there's still some good races going on and a couple of more carnivals to start. All the best, boys. Fingers crossed for the weekend.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
Couple of winners, hopefully.
Enjoy Wollongong, Thomas. So hopefully don't see you there.
You'd fit in Wollongong with your long hair at the moment.
It's pretty long. All right. Thank you.
You look like a warrior.
Fucking hell. All right. Thanks, boys. Best of luck.
Hey, right.
Bye.
See you, boys.